This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Nonprofit Mid-Penn Housing, its partners, and residents are celebrating a 72-unit affordable housing project that's now fully occupied in Watsonville. KAZU's Amy Mayer reports.
A community building, garden plots, and a playground are among the amenities at Sparrow Terrace. Farm workers live in about half the units, and six are home to people who previously experienced homelessness. During a ribbon-cutting ceremony Monday, Mid-Penn Housing CEO Matthew Franklin said the celebration underscores a dire need.
It's not uncommon for us to have 1,000, 2,000 applications for 100 units.
Still, he says, a project like this can change lives. Resident Eliasar Resendiz says his four children didn't feel safe at their old home, where an aggressive dog kept them from playing outside.
Mis hijos son muy felices aquí.
But here, he says, his children are very happy and have a place to play. In Watsonville, Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
Our California newsroom partner Cap Radio reports that California Democratic leaders continue pushing for a redistricting ballot initiative. The move comes in response to Republican-led efforts to gain House seats in states like Texas. At stake could be control of the U.S. House after next year's midterms. Governor Gavin Newsom says state lawmakers have until August 22nd to call for a November special election.
We are talking about emergency measures to respond to what's happening in Texas, and we will nullify what happens in Texas.
Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas says the redrawn congressional maps, which will be selected by state Democrats, will be made available to the public this week. This is KAZU News.